your smartphone. You've all had ergonomics presentations before, and this is going to be a refresher for a lot of us and new information for some of us. Marion Radcliffe, who is the president of the Tugnet group that meets in Granada Hills, said, "I really need you to come down and give a presentation." And I said, "Fine, what? Send me a list." So I sent her a list. Was ergonomics on that list?
No.
She said, "We'd like a presentation on ergonomics. It's been a long time since you've been here. Try 2010. So this is a brand new presentation. And she said, "Can't you just update?" And I said, "2010? You got to be kidding. That's 9 years ago." So this is brand new. So here we go. Here's our evolution. And there we are, all bent over at the computer. So what is ergonomics? Fitting the work to the worker. Even though we really don't work anymore, we still are working at home. So ergon is Greek for work, nomos is the law, so it's the study of work, the work of law. And we spend a lot of time at our computers, a lot of us do, whether they're laptops like this or they're desktops with big monitors. And you need to understand that there's medical problems that resulting from using our technology like that. And the two main ones are computer vision syndrome and RSI, the carpal tunnel. And now they have the same thing for, I keep telling my grandkids, "You guys are in such trouble. You know, you're only doing this." "Oh, yeah, sure, Grammy." "And I'll be fine." So here's what you look like if you are doing everything incorrectly. Sitting all day, every day. Now, Leah has a Fitbit, and she doesn't sit all day because she wants to have it record her steps. So, think about your chair. A lot of people just, you know, grab a dining room chair, an old desk chair that's 1,000 years old, but it needs to be able to support your back in an upright and relaxed position. But if it doesn't provide enough support, think about a rolled up towel or a custom cushion between the small of your back and the chair. Most of the people I read, they say you need to, you know, kind of be leaned over like this a little bit. I sit up totally straight. I have a crappy back. Crappy is a technical word, by the way. And I have to sit up straight no matter what I do. I'm a new kid on the block at Facey. I walked at Facey in Canyon Country, and they all have ergonomic cushions attached to their chairs. I was extremely impressed with that. When the one day I went, that staff was all using them. The next day I went, nobody was using them. And I asked why. And they're not comfortable. I said, "You know, you can adjust them." "You can adjust them?" "Well, yeah, they can be go up and down to fit where it is on your back." And nobody'd ever told them that. I helped with three tech problems while I was there. You need to have your feet flat on the floor, and your thighs should be parallel. So if... would you let me get to that, please? Boy. If your chair's too high, you need a footrest. They are relatively inexpensive. The top, if you happen to have a case of copy paper hanging around someplace, the top of that works really good. But you need to have your feet. And ladies, for Pete's sake, do not cross your legs. That's one of the worst things you can do when you're sitting at your computer because it throws everything out of alignment. And I'm sure we've all seen this with this guy and his copy holder. Well, we don't have copy holders anymore. But you see his feet and his legs and everything. Now, he's using armrests. I have a new chair because my one is tired. And I won't put the armrests on. I like to just have them out here. I'm much more comfortable with that. So we're not made to sit still all the time, so you need to get around, up and move around at least once an hour. Roll your shoulders, rotate your head from side to side, get a little bit of that side to side. He went front to back. And here again, here's the comparison. There's the good little girl, and this poor guy's going, "Oh, my back is killing me." And I have a bad back. I wouldn't wish it on anybody. So again, I have five grandsons, continually after them on What do you want for Christmas? I'd like a new chair. So they get an ergonomically correct chair from Grammy. None of this other stuff. So computer vision syndrome, prolonged use of a computer. They're only temporary and will go away after we stop using the computer. And I say that's unlikely for that to happen, that we stop using the computer. So therefore, they're not going to go away. What causes it? Poor lighting. Glare on your computer screen. My son finally left home for the final time when he was getting married. And that kid wasn't down at the bottom of the hill. And I was changing his bedroom into my computer room. And I sat down at the computer, and the mini blind would have to be closed because it faced east. That was for sure. And all of my bedrooms, all of my rooms have a fan. And you turn that on, and I have this horrible glare on my screen. And you need to look at that when you're at home. And I had to, and this was not when the old-fashioned pole lights were in fashion. They came back again. But I had to get a pole light, pull the table out that was like this, and put it behind it so it wasn't glaring. So when you go home, you take a look and make sure that you're not getting glare from the light, because that bounces back, and that's really crummy. You need to, how close do you sit? I normally sit, and I have really long arms, this far from any monitor. If I would come over to anybody's house, that's my comfort level. When I had my students, I would say, when you're in school, in class, for these 3 hours, set it up so it's comfortable for you. The next person who comes in tomorrow or the next day, they can set it up the way they like it. So they're moving the monitors down, tilting the monitors this way and everything, fixing the keyboard. So, make sure that it's comfort level for you where you are looking. And you have a poor sitting posture, and it's a combination of all of the above. If it's a multi-choice question, you just check the bottom box. Yes? Would you wait a minute? Boy, you are good. Absolutely. I have a whole number on that. I've used them for 20 years. I thought my optometrist just wanted more money. Best thing that's ever been suggested. So what are the symptoms? Eye strain, headaches, blurry vision, dry eyes, neck and shoulder pain. Any of you guys have that if you've been at your computer for a while? It's your own fault because you're not sitting properly. So again, feet flat on the floor, upper back naturally rounded, shoulders and arms relaxed. So how can you protect yourself? Make sure you're centered in front of the monitor. Right now I'm sitting over to the right. At home, I would, move this over. Your eyes should be level about 1 or 2 inches from the top of your screen. So see me at school, and I'd flip that monitor around and I'd say, okay, you guys, this is where your eyeballs need to be looking, straight ahead, about at the bottom, the blank line between how and monitor. And that way, without moving your head, all you have to do is move your eyes, and you can see everything. And I have a DEXA cards here to help put this up, as this is a 17-inch monitor. And at home, I have this sitting on a little printer stand that's about that high, and it puts this monitor right where it's supposed to be. It's just perfect. I don't care if it's a printer stand or not. It works great. Remember to blink. Apparently when we are using technology, we forget to blink. I don't even notice myself blinking when I'm not using technology. But they're saying we should blink normally 15 times per minute. And I thought, when? And computer users, 1/3 as often. And before it talked about dry eyes. And that's what you get from not blinking. And you need to, every once in a while, look into the distance to stretch your eyes, and it's called 20/20/20. Look away from the screen every 20 minutes. Look at something 20 feet away for about 20 seconds. And don't forget to blink. When I worked in Woodland Hills, we were on the 11th floor, and my window was facing Santa Clarita, so I would get up and look out the window, and I could feel my eyes going like this, saying, thank you, Judy. You know, you're stretching them out here. You're not just zeroed in on that. So where I sit at home, the office used to be back in the back bedroom. And then I put it out in the family room. My flat screen's here. Here's this. Because I have an absolutely fantastically beautiful backyard with all these flowers. I have a quarter of an acre. Happy joy. And I want to be able to see the flowers. So I just look out every once in a while, and my eyes say, thank you for doing that. But I've got it set up so I'm not looking at a blank wall or anything like that. But if you are, get up and go down to the end of the hall and look at the other end. Here we are. Computer. I am wearing computer glasses. I had a pair at work. I had a pair at home. God forbid I was at home and I didn't have my computer glasses with me. And it's usually your reading prescription and how far you sit from the monitor. So when you're at home, have somebody measure, you know, from here to the there and average it out. And that they're absolutely fantastic because you're not going, you see people like this, you know. And I'm sitting far enough away. I don't have my computer glasses on. And there. So you can go like this, and you don't have, you see people like this, especially the ones that have the computer in the middle. I don't have time for that. I want to be able to look and see. I can read with these. I can even drive with these if I have to, if I forget like I just did to take these and put them on. Then mine aren't as strong as yours are then. Yeah. Right. But what they have now, they have brand new things. I cannot wait since I'm a new kid at FACI. I had just had my eyes done at, examined at Kaiser. But I'm going to throw that away because the computer glasses now are computer on the top with your reading bifocal on the bottom. So you can, you got a pair? Outstanding. So you can read your copy. Yes, they're it's like you're setting your night hours.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. So
when I worked, I always had a pink tint on mine because of the fluorescent, and that did wonders. But yes, I'm going to try it and see because with this is the second prescription where, and with this one especially, I can't read with them. I can't read copy. And so I'm continually, excuse me, I have to be able to read something to say, you know, to respond to somebody on the phone. And I'm thinking, I'm not doing this. And somebody told me those, and I thought, that's got to be the greatest thing that came down the pike. Thank you, an endorsement. I love it. Right, but mine's down on the ground. Yeah. Was that okay what I said about these? Good. That's a flat top 35. That's what I have. See?
But the reading portion doesn't extend all the
way. No. Oh, mine doesn't. It's called a flat top 35.
You have to ask for the executive
version. With my prescription, this is all I can get. It's,
yeah, I learned that. I got a pair of glasses for driving, and I wanted the bottom of the bifocal so I could look at my GPS.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Really? I've just been told a flat top 35. Yeah. Cool. I'm going to get one pair, and if it works really well, I'm going to get two pairs because, God forbid, I can't find one in the house, okay, when I need it. Okay, so look for glare and reposition your monitor. Just because you took it out of the box and put it someplace doesn't mean that works for you. Adjust your blinds and curtains and then a glaring on your screen like it was in Randy's room and increase your brightness and contrast. I'm looking at my little old flat screen thing here and I'm thinking, I can't see. This was last week. I thought, I can't see anything. And I kept pulling it closer to me till it was hanging over my keyboard. And I'm going, this is really silly. And something with Windows 10 had moved my brightness down. You know, one of those gremlins that lives inside our computers that we don't know about that changes things. And first I got my Swiffer out, because everybody needs a Swiffer to clean it, and I dusted the TV while I was there. And it didn't make any difference, so I went in and I brightened this up, and I went, "You dummy." You know, because, I mean, I was really having a horrible time thinking I was losing my mind. And also increase your font size. I have gone into Windows and increased the font size for my what's underneath my icons and stuff like that. So a lot of people like the high contrast instead of what we normally use. This works better for them. And you could change your cursor and pointer size. I have mine larger. I have my pointer is black, and it's extra large because it's easier to see. And is it on here? No. But you can all go in under the accessibility option in settings and customize this. And everybody should do that if you haven't done that. Don't use it out of the box, because it seems to me it's for people with better eyes than we have, and they're a lot younger. I didn't get to that. I was going to do that last night. We wasted so much time with the IoT presentation. I only got to show three things. And you can see my icons there. The ones on the bottom, you can make your icons on your desktop larger. And here's where you can make your text larger with the ever popular. And mine's at 150%. And does everybody have night light on? Oh, you should do that. It really makes a difference. Mine, in fact, I have mine come on. I had turned this on thinking that was a problem because the screen was too bright. Well, no, it was the contrast. The night light is the blue light, because they say when you're using the computer like this, it's not really on. It's not on yet. And that this is what prevents you from going to sleep easily. Not me, but that's okay. And it gives, I'm going to say, a yellow cast, but it makes it easier to look at. And it's one of those things that your eyes kind of say, thank you very much for doing this. And you can set it to just automatically go on at dusk and till dawn. And I set mine, I think mine's set later than that. And you just go in here and you just do your little toggle thing and you're done. Yes. Yes, that's what it's for. And it's under settings, system, and display. Everybody's got to do that. It truly makes a difference. Way cool. And here's where you set it. You set it how you like it. You set it, you go, oh, Lord, I can't even see anything, you know. And so you move the little toggle bar until you're happy with it, and you can you turn it on, and then, like I say, you can set your own time. It doesn't have to be from dusk to dawn. You can set your own time. Say, you know, I'm going to have it go on at 8 o'clock. I'm going to go have it go on at 9 o'clock. But everybody, especially us older people, do you like older, elderly, or seniors? Just taking a poll here. Which one? All of them? Because the people that I deal with, technology-wise, they're kind of leaning away from seniors and calling us elderly. I don't want to be elderly. I'll be a senior, but elderly sounds really old. You know? Old fogey. That works for me, too. Hey. But anyway, when you go home, you guys all have to do that. And it's in settings, system, display, and nightlight. Okay? And you can make... Oh, this is the other thing. I have used computers since WordPerfect 5.1 when I did the club's newsletter, and that newsletter still has the same format. And one of my members said, have you ever used the Zoom function? And I went, huh? What are you talking about? And a couple of other people said, well, yeah. And you go into View and choose Zoom, and you choose page width. And your whole page comes out like this. Everything is so much easier to read. That's the only thing you have to do. And when you printed it, of course, it's 8.5 by 11 with 1-inch margins all the way around. But the view is fantastic. And one of these days, I'm going to look and see if there's any way that you can make it so it opens like this all the time. But it really makes a difference. It makes it so much easier to read everything in Word, which I'm in all the time. I know. Now, I totally agree with this giraffe. Whatever it takes to move the monitor up works for me. You know? So, repetitive stress injury, I will never, if I can help it, ever get carpal tunnel. Has anybody in this room had carpal tunnel surgery? Okay? When you have it, at least at Cigna, when I worked there, you were class partially disabled. Our receptionist had it done in both wrists. She had been the receptionist at Cigna Hospital downtown, left-handed, so she picked up the phone like this, and she answered it like this, and then she wrote her messages like this. And I could not get her to use a headset. She was the sweetest little old lady you ever saw, but there was no way she would use one of these. She was old school, and she didn't type. She was the receptionist. She answered the phone, and she greeted the people. And it's just horrible. Well, the kids, this is a syndrome now, just like carpal tunnel is. It's got a name. And you can get it in your hands, your arms, your upper back. And it's just repetitive. It doesn't necessarily mean this. My son had a screen print business in the garage. Everybody has a bathtub in their garage, I'm sure. And he got it from this. Putting the ink on the shirts through the screens, and then he'd flip it, and then he'd do the next one, and it was 8-color. And he was getting married, and he knew he would have to get another job, so he gave everything to one of the local high schools who had a print shop, and because he said, you know, if he had to have carpal tunnel surgery, nobody would want to hire this kid. You know, he was in his late 20s, but nobody would want to hire him. But so you can get it from anything. At Tugnet, there's a gal who's a nurse, and she's had the surgery, and she said, so thank you so much for coming and giving this presentation, because she said she realizes she's getting it again. And she got a lot of tips on what to do. Yes? Well, they don't teach cursive anymore. Did they teach cursive in LAUSD? In elementary school? Do you guys, did your students print or write? Write, they actually write? Well, in Santa Clarita, none of the schools print, teach that, and they haven't taught cursive for years. I don't know. And grandson number 3, he can't write his name. It's J-A-C-K, and I say, Jack, you have to practice and develop a signature for Jack Titer. So when you have to sign your name, it looks like a signature. And it was like, what, Grammy? Kid's dad did too. He was a project engineer at North American Aviation. That's dating myself. So anyway, your areas are kept tense for long periods of time, and there's that darn poor posture again, as well as repetitive motions. And it's carpal tunnel, tendonitis, bursitis, mouth, shoulder. I love it, tennis elbow. When I was at Cigna Mental Health in Glendale, I went in and I was diagnosed with tennis elbow. Well, I have got to be the most non-athletic person in the whole free world. And I just thought that was really, really hysterical. And it wasn't equated to you're using the keyboard the wrong way or too much or whatever. So I got one of those keyboards that is like this, that is supposed to be fantastic. That's what hurt my elbows. Go figure. I took it back. So the nerve in your wrist is used over and over with wrong equipment. You got stress. And again, you have to be using the correct equipment in the correct position. Yeah, my wrists are too. So, we hired people in the legal department at Syncor Nuclear Pharmaceutical Company. I gave everybody a wrist rest for their keyboard a wrist rest and a mouse pad over here, and I really didn't care if they used it or not, because since I'd offered it to them, they couldn't sue us, and the legal department doesn't like to be sued. And my son took this class, and he did Photoshop and Corel Draw, and he didn't know anything else, but he thought he would take Mom's Intro to Computers and Windows class. And he and his wife were living with me. They sold their condo, and they were saving money to buy a house. And I come home, and he's laying on the couch, and I give 30 handouts the first night, and he's got them plastered all over his body. And he says, Mom, I'm absorbing all this information that you taught tonight. Well, I had given him the whole setup, and he gave it back to me, and he said, here, just use this for demo at class, because I don't like using it. I thought, okay, fine, kid. But I don't use a wrist rest for my keyboard. I would not be caught dead without using one for my wrist. If I had room for my mouse pad and my mouse, I have a wrist pad in my bag over there. I come equipped with everything that I normally use. I like the little ones that are like this, that are made out of beans and are curved. But it puts your hand on a level with your mouse. Okay? So here's where you get... It doesn't say elbows. So anybody got intermittent numbness or tingling? Okay, well, then you need to pay attention here, because that's the start of carpal tunnel. And the side of your hand, thumb through here. Of course, it can also be arthritis, okay? But what it means is, I love this, the hand's communication with the brain is disrupted. Yuck. Fingers have difficulty sensing temperature and gripping objects. Anybody dropping anything lately or having trouble opening things and everything? Yeah, well, that's kind of old age. That's old geezer stuff, okay? Anyway. So, significant change to your work habits, mouse pad. Do you realize your keyboard, I have an ergonomically correct setup here. A laptop is not meant for you to use it all the time, because you have your hands suspended like this out there without any support. But do you realize your keyboards have feet? And you need to, if you're not aware of that, you need to practice playing with your feet up or your feet down. I cannot type with a flat keyboard. I played the piano. I have long fingers. I have big hands. I need to have my keyboard slanted. And when I would show this to the people in school, they'd go, you're kidding. Really? Yeah, you got to turn it over and check. And then again, feet up or flat. That's what I talked about. And does anybody feel like when they're using their computer, you're pushing on the keys? Or is it just a light like this? It needs to be light. Back in the day, I'd go down to Fry's because they had the largest display of keyboards, and I'd start at one end when I was in the market for one. And I'd go like this, and then I'd go. And when I found one that I could fly, because I type well over 120 words a minute, that was mine. I have settled on a Logitech 320, and it really works well for me. I keep getting a gazillion of them, but I don't like the Microsoft keyboards, because I don't like where their home, their end, and things like that are situated. The Logitech makes more sense to me. But you need to think about all of these things with your equipment that you're using. I'm a very picky. No, I'm saying you need to be able to lightly type. If you feel like you're doing this, you've got to get another keyboard. I don't know what's... I've never taken a key off, although you can... Yeah, oh. Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I really suggest, if you're using a laptop, that you get a wireless keyboard and mouse. And if you buy a set and you don't like it, just keep the packaging in your receipt. They'll take it back. The only thing they won't take back is software. And here's the wrist rest. I don't like that. But you need to have your wrist floating over your fingers curved. I do my typing just like if I was playing the piano. And again, there you are sitting correctly. And you need to make sure that your hands, wrists are down or straight on the keyboard. You don't want them up like this, because you're putting strain right there where you don't want to. So that's why your chair needs to be in the right position so you can do that. And here's different ones. Microsoft has a new one called Sculpt. And these are all at Walmart, of all places. That's mine on the left. And the one on the right is for people who are losing their vision because the contrast like that is extremely easy for people to see that have low vision. And we go to a meeting every quarter for, it's called Scruggs, and we share information between the various, you know, computer clubs. And Jim Glass, who he's just old like the rest of us, but he has a Chromebook, and he found the sticky letters like that, and he put those on his Chromebook, you know, on hit there, because it's easier for him to see. And he's just doing preventive maintenance, so to speak. And I like this. If your typing slows down, the special ergonomic keyboard injects coffee directly into your fingertips. With me, it would be decaf, so it wouldn't help. So, cold muscles and tendons are at a greater risk of injury. That's kind of cold at my house. It's kind of the same temperature down here at the beach. And I love it. They suggest you use your elbow, not your wrist, to move the mouse. I can't do that. I'm stationary, and mind moving my mouse like this. You know, I use my whole arm. I'm not doing, you know. Yeah, that. But my mouse is like this. I'm not doing anything with my elbow, but that's okay. Light grip, Mrs. Spencer, and a light grip, people will come into class and they grip death grip on the mouse. No, it's just a light grip. And there's the one on the left is my mouse pad of choice. I get mine at Staples. And I also have the one on the left, the large one. I used that at Syncor, and I absolutely loved it. They finally have them again, except they're wired, which is crummy. But your hand just sits like this, and all you do is use your thumb. Never going to get carpal tunnel, because this is all supported on my wrist rest. Although my trouble is, too, they're $90. Okay. So here's your smartphone and tablet. And can you think of something that can't be found, bought, or watched online using your smartphone or your tablet? I don't know how much you guys use yours. I'm a computer person. I use my phone to call. But we develop a dependency on our tablets or smartphones. And each day people spend hours looking down at their handheld devices. And that's the wrong thing to do. It's hurting your joints, your muscles, your nerves, your ligaments. Ill health, sickness, you need to hold or position the device at eye level. And people laugh when you say that. If this is your phone, you're like this. My grandkids are like this. Three of them stand like that all the time. Here's their head, here's their shoulders, and they look like little old people. And they're 18, 19, and 22. And they've done nothing but technology and looking incorrectly. It needs to be up. You don't have to have it like this, but if you just can bend a little tiny bit, it's better than like this. Your neck houses your spinal cord, which sends messages to the brain. You're putting a lot of force on your neck, whether you realize it or not. What you need to be able to do is use those eyeballs again. Like if you could look straight ahead at your monitor an inch and a half or so down from the top, you just move your eyes around. You don't have to keep doing this. So here's my grandkids, except her neck is straight. They actually, you know, they have short necks. She's got a long neck. They've got short necks, so it just goes like this. And they think I'm silly.
Hey, point out which one looks better.
And I hound them. I say, you don't have to have it like the lady on the right. Just have it so you're not like this. No, I know. I know it. But if you have your neck on the right, which is, you know, they're on the two on, you know, the right-hand side, that's putting, what, 80 pounds of pressure on your spine. That kind of gets to them a little bit when I tell them that. I threaten them all the time. Okay? So, folding case, tablet stand, easy grip case on the back of my phone, which I don't have out. I have one of those round things that flip out so I can hold it like this. And in fact, Tyler, the computer geek grandson who learned everything from Grammy, by the way, he gave it to me. And it's easy to hold on to. You can then go like this with it wherever you need to. And that's one kind of, that's with the laptop. It was interesting. I was up at Comdex back, no, CES back in the day, and these kinds of things were just, they were in the auxiliary meeting room at the Sands under new products when they were just coming out. Oh, gosh, I'm old. But this, mine to the right, to the left of the red one is kind of like mine, except it matches my case, color case. No, you have that. Mine is just a round thing that pops out. But this is better to use to hold. You could get them to match your outfits, probably. And only using thumbs, they say, please use your thumbs, use your fingers. I only use the microphone. The microphone and I are the best friends. When I send a text, I happen to do it in full sentences because I can't help myself. Yeah. Well, no, I mean, and I do it in full sentences, and I'll X back over to where it is. You know, you're not supposed to do that, but that's not me. Oh, by the way, wanted you to know that. And it said also, turn your device on the side. You get a bigger... larger keyboard. You know, so that's just one little tip right there. It's called texting thumb. And it's a repetitive stress injury. It's a form of tendonitis, just like my tennis elbow. You can hear a popping sound, decrease in grip strength. Like I said, these kids are 18, 19, and 22. They just really don't know what they're in for. Grip, 10 and 2. So keep your wrists relaxed as possible, so on and so on and so on. Different ways to do it. Hold your devices. And again, with your smartphones and your tablets, you can increase and decrease the brightness. You can adjust the size of the displayed text. You can bold things. You can use your magnifier camera tool. All kinds of things when you're using your smartphones and your tablets. You need to explore them just like you do, you know, the Windows 10 and the accessibility. No, I know. Yeah. And, yeah. I'm in the car going like this. And use Siri, Alexa, Cortana, or Google. They can do everything for you if you need to. That's how I do my directions. I don't key them in. I want to go from here to there. I just talk to my phone, and it says, this is the way you go, and I'm a happy camper. Use your microphone for searching the internet, adding reminders. We don't need to really be doing this as much. And there's all of our friends, so to speak. And Microsoft, I have a presentation I put together about the things that Microsoft has given up on because they didn't go. I said at a meeting years ago with Bill Gates, talked to APCUG at our conference in Las Vegas, and a Netscape Navigator had just been released, and that man sat right there in front of us and said, you know, I don't think the internet is really going to go. And they've been playing catch-up ever since, and now Edge has turned into a version of Chrome, which I love it with the Chrome. I hated it when it was Edge. And so I have a presentation on everything since 2017 that they had. They tried to market, we didn't buy, and they gave up. And Cortana is one they think that it's just going to become an assistant on all kinds of different devices, is their hope. And many of us have made checking our gadgets every few minutes. Set an alarm for checking. If you limit yourself, if you find yourself checking all the time, set an alarm for an hour. And then keep making it longer. I love it. My daughter's mother-in-law, she had a flip phone. She was very happy with her flip phone. And, in fact, she was down here one time talking at the meeting when I gave a presentation. And her daughter said, I'm going to give you my phone when I get a new one. Every time we go out to eat now, she sits down and immediately picks out her phone and starts checking everything. And I'm thinking, how many people send you emails? She's reading all the stuff from next door. I go delete, delete, delete. But I'm thinking, how boring, lost dog. I'm looking for a carpenter or a painter, and she reads every one of those emails, and I'm thinking, give me a break. But cut down the type that you're, you know, the time that you're checking your devices. And do you have a pair of ergonomic underwear? The question of the night. And I have a whole bunch of exercises here that I'm sending this presentation on its merry way, and I have an extra sheet of the exercises if you want to, you know, put them next to your computer where you're working, and every once in a while highlight the ones you like and do those. Any questions about that? Have you all resolved you're going to be better computer users than when you walked in the door? Okay. I believe